Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, the CEO of Sun Country Airlines. Better get to know that name because you're going to be hearing an awful lot about it here at Capital Region International Airport. And that is Stan Gadeck. Hello, Stan.
Hey, Jack. How you doing? This is a great day to be here, and we are pleased to kick off our service here on December 22nd to the Caribbean, Mexico, Florida, and Las Vegas.
December 22nd, and we have had flights here before going to Las Vegas and Orlando and Fort Myers. Those are former Allegiant flights, and then there was a void here. Why did Sun Country decide that this was the thing to do?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the area here, Lansing and the mid-Michigan region, is just very impressive. There's a lot of demand. Sun Country Airlines is a great product. We offer two cabins of service and also low fares. And I think the one thing that customers will really respond to is that we haven't forgotten the value of service in the airline product.
All right. We know that it's very competitive to try to get carriers to come to the community. Lansing and a number of other towns have found that out the hard way. And one of the mottos has always been Fly Lansing. I guess the question is, why Lansing? And why was this the choice for this departures?
Well, we've been working on this project with the airport for over a year, and we studied the demographics and the demand. And we've entered into a partnership with Apple Vacations, who will be partnering with us on a couple of the flights. And then we're flying on our own account to the other destinations. But we think this has a lot of potential. Lansing is a vibrant area. It's proximate to Detroit. Suffers, frankly, from high airfares and inconvenient schedules. And our product will be able to address that and give customers what they're looking for.
In terms of the price factor, you mentioned that that's a very important consideration. When someone flies out of Detroit, there is, of course, gas to get there. The parking fees are higher. You have your time, which is valuable, we know, and you spend 3 hours in a vehicle trying to get to the airport. That's 3 hours you can't get back. How does that all factor into the price point?
Well, I'll tell you, just on the face, the price will be lower to these destinations than what you'll get out of Detroit, and we'll also be offering the nonstop service. You know, Jack, I'll also mention that we've applied with the Department of Transportation for slot authority to serve Washington Reagan Airport from Lansing. And the economic analysis we did in looking at airfares that we would offer relative to what you get out of Detroit shows that our fares would be about 20 to 25% lower. So you're getting a lower fare, and you're getting nonstop service, and you're getting it out of your hometown directly to the destinations that people want to go to.
Our guest, Stan Gadeck, the CEO of Sun Country Airlines, a very important announcement. Today, talking about flights from Lansing to Las Vegas, Fort Myers, Orlando, Jamaica, Cancun, Mexico, those associated with Apple Vacations. And those are beginning, did you say December 22nd?
December 22nd.
December 22nd. A year ago, I flew to Las Vegas at just about that time of the year. And I can tell you, I wish Sun Country Airlines had been here.
Well, Jack, we appreciate it, and I'd like to ask all the customers, just go to suncountry.com and check it out.
Suncountry.com, you can check it out. In terms of other departure points, where else does Sun Country fly from in the Midwest?
Well, you know, our main hub is in Minneapolis, and we fly to a total of 34 destinations in the U.S., Mexico, and the Caribbean. We fly a seasonal schedule in that we obviously go to the warm summer or the warm sunny destinations in the wintertime. And then in the summertime, that rotates over to more of a domestic schedule. So we serve all the West Coast cities, East Coast cities, as well as the cities in the Caribbean and Mexico. And we have a route map on the website, and I think people will be impressed. And I will tell you that our service is second to none. I've been in this business a long time. This is actually my eighth airline, and I will put our customer service up against any airline that's out there.
Stan, why do you say that? Why do you make that pledge?
Well, I'll tell you, because once you try Sun Country, you will see the difference. Our mission is to provide the very best customer service to exceed expectations. And our vision, frankly, is to bring fun back to air travel. As I've said, I've been in a number of airlines, big, small, everything in between. And service is the one thing that is sorely lacking in this industry. Customers still want service. They want a great value on a ticket, but they want service. And we found that that formula works very well in Minneapolis.
How many total departures in a week would there be from Lansing, Stan?
In the peak season, we'll probably have about 12 to 15 departures, okay. About four a week to Cancun and Orlando at the peak. The season will run through May 1st, and then we'll take a look. And if demand warrants it, if we have good support from the region here, we may extend the season year-round and switch over to a more domestic schedule in the summertime, mm-hmm. East Coast cities, West Coast cities,
sure. Could have flights
so forth.
To New York, whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
Right?
We serve Boston, New York, Washington, as well as Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and other cities.
Well, welcome to Mid-Michigan, and we look forward to flying Sun Country Airlines a couple of these destinations, and we'll check it out.
Thanks so much, Jack.
All right.